Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great simulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Of course I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today our very cool guest is Chaplain Oscar Smith, and we will address the power of gratitude. And first, let me say that I'm very grateful that Chaplain Oscar Smith jumped in and joined us today because we had some technical glitches with our scheduled guest, which was comedian Mary Angela Thays. So those of you who are tuning in to hear Mary Angela know that she will be on our show on Monday. So we apologize to all of you that she is not here today as scheduled, but we promise to more than make up for that with our honored guest, Chaplain Oscar Smith. And once again, Mary Angela will be joining us on Monday. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry. Straight from the coach's corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today, Chaplain Oscar Smith. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. And perhaps for that to happen, you might need a bit of an attitude adjuster.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow. What a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
I am heading for the Coach's Corner. And from the Coach's Corner, what I'm going to share with you is something called the Creed from The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. I believe in myself. I believe in those who work with me. I believe in my employer. I believe in my friends. I believe in my family. I believe that God will lend me everything I need with which to succeed if I do my best to earn it through faithful and honest service. I believe in prayer, and I will never close my eyes and sleep without praying for divine guidance, to the end that I will be patient with other people and tolerant with those who do not believe as I do. I believe that success is the result of intelligent effort and does not depend upon luck or sharp practices or double-crossing friends, Fellowman, or my employer. I believe I will get out of life exactly what I put into it. Therefore, I will be careful to conduct myself toward others as I would want them to act toward me. I will not slander those whom I do not like. I will not slight my work, no matter what I may see others doing. I will render the best service of which I am capable, because I have pledged myself to succeed in life, and I know that success is always the result of conscientious and efficient effort. Finally, I will forgive those who offend me, because I realize that I will sometimes offend others, and I will need their forgiveness. Chaplain Oscar, what did you think of that creed from The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill?
Well, you can't go wrong with Napoleon Hill. That was excellent, Joyce, and not everyone has the fortitude or the integrity to recite something like that. So you should be complimented. That was excellent.
And I thank you for that. But as a matter of fact, I do know someone who has the fortitude and integrity not only to recite something like that, but to have words coming on the heels of Napoleon Hill, my friend and your friend, Chaplain Oscar Tetsuyuba, who is our mystery guest today. Welcome, Tetsuyuba.
Hey, thank you. I am grateful to be here, and I am so grateful to get that creed recited again. It's so perfect, Joyce. It's so perfect.
And I do recite it quite often, just as I tell people that the work of Napoleon Hill, just about every successful leader when they talk on the show, they always cite Napoleon Hill as the books that are a must-have that they grew up with. I grew up with them. But now I have you to carry forward the work in its contemporary version, the new Think and Grow Rich. And I'm so delighted that you're able to jump in and join us today on a show called The Power of Gratitude. So first, let me go over to Chaplain Oscar Smith. He's a master in the art of gratitude. And then we'll get to you, Ted Siobra, someone I am so grateful to have in my life as well. Over to you, Chaplain.
Well, I want to thank you, Joyce. You know, I'm glowing. What an honor to have an opportunity to be on radio with two people who has touched my life so wonderfully with your words and your actions. So, hello, Ted Siobra. I'm so glad you're on board with us today.
Rockin'.
Well, Joyce,
and he was my special surprise to you, Oscar.
I am shocked. I'm glowing. I am shocked. I mean, I can't think of two better champions for the cause of gratitude than you, Joyce Barry, and you also, Ted Siobra. It's an honor to be on the show today with both of you. And, you know, today we're talking about the power of gratitude and a thankful heart. It is so important today, Joyce. You know, Ted represents really a rework effort with the new Think and Grow Rich. What he's done is he's encapsulated what inspired so many millions with Napoleon Hill. So Ted's version, the new Think and Grow Rich, he was able to write that without detracting from what the original intent of that book, the new Think and Grow Rich. What Ted did with the new Think and Grow Rich, he embellished it, but he embellished it with the character and the integrity from the original author's sincere intent to inspire people. And the power of gratitude comes from that realm, because I grew up reading Napoleon Hill and all of the other great motivational writers and speakers.
And I did as well. I just want to make one distinction here about the contemporary version. Very often on my show, I share the gratitude prayer. It's just a couple of sentences, so I'm just going to take a moment and do it now to make a point. I give thanks daily, not for mere riches, but for wisdom with which to recognize, embrace, and properly use the great abundance of riches I now have at my command. I have no enemies because I injure no man or woman for any cause, but I try to benefit all with whom I come in contact by teaching them the way to enduring riches. I have more material wealth than I need because I am free from greed and covet only the material things I can use while I live. And this is why I say contemporary, because in the original Napoleon Hill, he says, I have no enemies because I injure no man for any cause. And I can't read that without adding or woman. Ted, can you just explain for a bit how women were not that prevalent in the early works of Napoleon Hill?
Well, and of course, that's the reason, one of the reasons why we had to come up with the new Think and Grow Rich. And it's nothing to do with him missing it on the universals, as your creed reading should definitely point out. But there's so many things, the gender biases, which were part of the culture, he wrote from his time. And then, of course, you know, I go deeply into neuroscience and quantum physics, neuro-linguistic programming, none of which, in his time, he could have spoken of. But I tell you this, too. I get a lot of reactions, as you might expect. But the ones I am most grateful for come out of the souls and spirits of people like you, Joyce, and people like Oscar, who are relatively new friends of mine, right, the last couple of years, and up to the highest, because you guys recognize the universal, and then you talk about, as you your word, the contemporary aspects.
Yes. And Oscar, if it's okay with you, I'm going to lead with Ted, because he honored us by jumping on today, but I know he's leaving in a few minutes, and then you and I will do the rest of the show. So I just wanted to lead with Ted, because the show is about gratitude today. And Ted Tsiyuba has so much to be grateful for, and he certainly knows how to express his gratitude for what life gave to him. But in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, one of the main things he has to be grateful for is that he actually was on a motorcycle, crashed, could have been gone into the other world, and his life was spared. And it was at that moment that Napoleon Hill came to him, and that changed his entire life. I love that story. So, Ted, anything you want to say about that? Because certainly the fact that you're here in this world, and then at that very moment when you could have crossed over, Napoleon Hill came to you.
Yeah, and I have marveled on that a number of times. I mean, I really wasn't thinking about him before the accident or in that, you know, in that series of time. And then you say, why him? And the story, you know, I've told him several times on your show, because you do like it. He came and he was a big genie, and I knew I was dead, but there was a something then that I knew that, well, maybe, just maybe, I wasn't completely dead. And then he starts showing up, and really, he comes to the show, really he chides me, because that's what he says, relating to the contemporary. He says, this message needs to get out. Now, I'm ad-libbing a little bit, but he said it needs to get out, and there is only one person in the entire creation right now that can do it the way it needs to be done, and you're it. And if it doesn't get done, if you don't do it, by now I'm figuring I might have a second chance, if you don't do it, it simply won't get done. And then the kicker, and it was so massively important, and it's still very important. First, I'm grateful that I got to live. Second, I'm grateful that it massively changed my life. But the kicker is, here I am knowing that I'm dead, knowing that perchance, maybe I'm not, and perchance I have a second chance. And then he's dressed in a business suit, right? And his jacket is unbuttoned. So he cocks his body and puts his fists on his waist. And he's just so smart aleck, like you might see on TV. He says, what? Do you think you're going to live forever?
Wow.
And so I was, at that time, I was kind of praying, if I even get to live. But literally, that was the first time, and I've had other opportunities, and it's never easy, right? But that was the first time I walked away from a position in which I was generating millions of dollars. Not millions of dollars every year. Sometimes it was millions of dollars every month. Not every month, mind you. But it became so much more important, because that it goes beyond motivation. It goes beyond a lot of things, because it goes straight to the spiritual dimensions, which that creed encompasses it all. If people would read that every day, life would improve. And that whole thing is obviously evident in the stories around Jesus the Christ also. It is to serve humanity and to help humanity evolve. And in that, of course, we are making choices that parts of humanity wouldn't necessarily understand, but the value of what some people call salvation, that's not a term I like necessarily to harp on, but I sure do like to talk about being spiritually in tune. There it is. There is no difference between think and grow rich and connecting with the spiritual substance and manifesting that. In reality, that is the only way that you will ever find the true riches, which bring everything else in train.
And I just want to say, you know, I love that story. I share it often because Ted's life was actually spared and he found his higher purpose in bringing us the work of Napoleon Hill, and like I like to say, the contemporary version, the New Thinking Grow Rich. But why I am grateful to Ted Siuba is he indeed is our most indispensable guest. He's a regular on our show, and, you know, we talk a lot about Napoleon Hill, but there's so much more to Ted Siuba than Napoleon Hill. He was an Internet guru, the founder of the World Internet Summit, so that's pretty amazing. And he often, as I said, speaks on our show. He's an articulate speaker, writer, and most importantly to me, he's a very, very good friend that is always there for me and totally supports our show. So, Ted, anything else you want to say relative to gratitude, to Oscar, to anything else? And then we'll turn the show over to our mutual friend, Chaplain Oscar Smith.
Well, Joyce, thank you for the parting shot. And the answer is yes, of course. Gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, is a thing that not everybody gets. But that one thing which is supposed to be a reality? I mean, think about it. Think about it. People think, well, me do this, me do that, and look at this great decision I made. And, well, you might have, and you certainly do have to do your part, you might have made that great decision, but, you know, it might have been lucky. And where did the opportunity come from? And where did that consciousness that you call your objective self, you know, like I call it Ted, you call it Joyce, Oscar calls it Oscar, but where did that wake up in the morning from? There are people who did not wake up. And if you're not grateful for everything that goes on in your life, it's simply a maladjustment. It's a sign that you're not spiritually in tune. Now, I know not everybody values it the same way, but it doesn't matter. It's a sign. And I'm not on a crusade, you know, to go and correct people and to make them come to awareness, but I sure am grateful, committed to, and associating with people like you and like Oscar, that we give that message and help spread that awareness, because we are creatures of the higher power, whichever religion you want to subscribe to. I'm happy with that. They all speak of a higher power. We are creatures in that, and to be able to participate on this plane, it's a great gift. Be grateful for everything.
And that is so important as a message, as a life lesson for everything. Surely you all recognize how easy it is to be grateful for the wonderful things that come your way, the wonderful people, the wonderful opportunities. But you truly are on a very high spiritual plane where you can be grateful for everything. Ted Siuba, we're all grateful to you. We love you and appreciate you for jumping on and joining us today. Thank you.
God bless everybody. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. So that was my surprise to you, Oscar, and that all happened in moments with no notice. So before I turn it over to you and introduce you to our folks, let me just share another valuable guest, our most valuable guest, Beverly Nadler, who wants to share with all of you why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And that original poem by Beverly Nadler, spoken by Beverly Nadler, she is our guest every Thursday in our Here's to Your Health Thursday segment. She is absolutely extraordinary. So let me introduce our special guest today. Before I do that, I just want to share once again, I've mentioned it a few times earlier, but for those of you just tuning in, our scheduled guest today was comedian Mary Angela Thies, a very funny lady with a very funny message. She was scheduled for today, and due to some unforeseen glitches, she will be on our show this coming Monday. So you are now tuning in to The Power of Gratitude with Chaplain Oscar Smith. I promise you we'll have Mary for you on Monday. And let me just share who he is. He is the founder and pastor of a.com church.com. He wrote an extraordinary book called He Came Incognito, and I am so proud to say that he has included me in the book along with an acknowledgement of our radio show, which we are indeed grateful for. He is the co-host with our dear friend Ted Siupa, who you just heard from, on thinkrichradio.com. They are the co-hosts of that extraordinary show. I've been a guest on it several times. So you have to know it's indeed a very, very good show. And I have with us a very, very good man. Always a joy to have him on our show, Chaplain Oscar Smith. Tell us about the power of gratitude.
Well, Joyce, let me begin by saying gratitude is a powerful, saving principle with amazing personal results when practiced. You and Ted are the very epitome of gratitude. You have honed your skills. You and Ted alike have grown your skills. And I know, as a personal friend to both of you, the price, a token of the price you guys were willing to pay to give both of your shows a concentrated effort. And it catches me up because you guys have poured so much into your shows, the preparation. People have, I don't think your listeners really appreciate the depth of your love to fill everyone's cup to come to your shows. So thank you. And I just want to sing your praises, Joyce. I've heard so many, many good things about your show growing so quickly, like overnight success. And I have to remind people that you have honed your skills over many, many years. And so it's rightful that your harvest season comes. But today we want to talk about the power of gratitude. And for me, God has blessed me with a natural affection for gratitude power. It wasn't birthed in me, but I gleaned this from my parents. I gleaned this from neighbors. And, you know, we have a young lady, because I'm not getting into politics, but she says it takes a village. And I grew up in pretty much a village of thankful, grateful people. And so if you believe in God, then we all might want to recall that thankfulness is actually a commandment. And so one of the beautiful things about being a child of God is that I think of ways to show gratitude and thankfulness each and every day. And that's really why we're on the air today. That's what you live to do. That's what Ted lives to do. We are under a commandment to give thanks. And we don't need to even hear it ourselves. I don't hear it that much. You probably don't hear it nowhere as near as much as you should, Joyce. But I want to thank you for this opportunity, also short notice, for coming on and sharing this time to just celebrate the power of gratitude.
You live it. You are the walking example of appreciation. And what you put out, you get back. And that's what we really want people to understand. If you're a happy person, you attract happy people. If you're a person living in gratitude, a lot more will come to you to be grateful for. So it's an important lesson today for all of you.
Yeah, and, you know, Ted alluded to it earlier. It was the Jesus Christ spirit that said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about Ted, myself, and you as well, Joyce, and Beverly Natalie, who I had an opportunity to share some time with, all you guys are so much into the mind. And, you know, I embrace people that use and celebrate the science of their mind. But, you know, one of the beautiful things that I try to focus on every day is not so much the world, but am I loving my neighbor? Will I go out of my way to say hello and a kind word to the man or woman on the street? You know, we have to live this thing, because every day we should be grateful that we are alive. And to love life, we owe our Creator gratitude. And that's where the power comes from. I'm so glad to know that this morning, you know, a lot of my friends and family answered their alarm clock, because there's a lot of families at this hour who are grieving. You know, family members, loved ones didn't answer their alarm clock this morning. So, you know, when there are people, Joyce, literally, that comes up to me and say, why in the world are you so happy? What are you doing with that big smile? Do you ever have a bad hair day? And my whole deal is I have to acknowledge daily, every second of my life, the bounties of the blessings God sends my way every day.
And that's why we were saying, folks, the more you acknowledge it, the more you recognize it, the more it will be in your life. Oscar, you have an extraordinary gratitude list. Do you have that in front of you to share with us? I have it in front of me, and it's so powerful. I'd like our folks to know your gratitude list and request that they take notes, because indeed it can really make a huge difference in your life.
Well, you know, Joyce, because of the short notice, and I always try to stay prepared, I have prepared some fresh bread for you, and I would prefer your listeners and the ones that get in touch with you, because they can get in touch with me through you, and you offer that as a special gift. But today I am led to talk about the heart, the might, and the mind, and the strength of gratitude. And that's my big G for the day, is to introduce even another dimension of gratitude. So if you'll offer what we did on a previous show as a special gift, I think we could move forward and uncover some other wonderful things about being grateful.
Well, I have an idea. Since I mentioned it, and I know sometimes people are in the now and they hear something they wanted in the now, you go where your heart dictates you to do, and I'll share the list after that. How's that? So,
that'd be great.
Do what we say we're going to do. So go to you and certainly go with your heart.
Yeah, well, you know, being thankful, you don't always have everything you desire. And that's the key ingredient about being gratuitous. You know, and I try to encourage people, okay, today you didn't, but you got to keep at it. You know, courage is defined by those who fought and did not fall. So every day, particularly now, this is graduation season, and I have a son getting ready to finish college. I'm so proud of him. I got another son, you know, and as a parent, I have to let them know we always have something to be thankful for. We always have something to look forward to. And so many times we have to be thankful even when we don't know the outcomes. Every opportunity is an opportunity to learn something. And we have to be thankful even in challenging times. So that there, right there, is one of the points that I wanted to bring out. And the other point is we have to sometimes, Joyce, be very grateful for our limitations. I know for me, a lot of people, and Ted myself shared in a show a few days ago on copywriting and writing headlines. And, you know, that's one of the gifts that I've had since grade school. You know, I'm tremendous with ideas. I mean, they flow through me like water. I mean, I'm just inspired like that. And I even in college, all of my instructors and professors were saying, man, you need to, man, this writing is incredible. You should be in advertising, and you should be in marketing. And, you know, I went on, and I had a pretty decent career in real estate. But years ago, I gave my heart to the Lord, and so I used all of that energy and all of that inspiration to further the kingdom of God. And so I have actually been told I need to leave all of this God stuff alone. And my God, you can live like this. You can have a brand new car every year. But, you know, I'm thankful for every day that I meet the challenge of being transparent, being grateful, and bringing the word of God to people in not only what I say, but in my lifestyle. So I'm thankful for the challenges. I am thankful for the opportunity that God has given me to build on my strength and my character. And you know me as a friend, Joyce. Ted knows me as a friend. And anyone listening to me that gets to know me as a friend, I am a person of my word. And that means everything to me. And I've had people along the way who have taught me valuable lessons. And many of these lessons revolve around not growing weary in well-doing. And there are people right now, Joyce, that are making a difference in all of our lives that are never celebrated.
Wow, that is so true, Oscar. So very, very true. That's why, folks, this show is very important today. Oscar, why don't you let people know how they can reach you, a website, an email, however it is you want to be reached, and for people to find out more about you and your book, He Came Incognito.
Well, Joyce, I want everyone that gets in touch with you initially, I would love, and I know you'll do it, you'll send them that list that we went over with that gratitude statement, and I don't remember how many points, but I'd like for you to be a point of contact for me right now and I'm not so sure Ted's still on the
line. No, he's not. No.
Okay, but I want you to know I am honored, Ted and myself, for co-writing a book. And so really right now in this season of my life, I am working close to 10 hours a day writing. We have a goal of having the manuscript pretty much ready for copy editing sometime at the end of this month. So I would like you to be my point of contact right now, Joyce.
That's why I say I'm just so overwhelmed with all that I do for the show every day. So where possible, I give the information on the show. So it's not about another email, another text, another phone call. So that's why we will get you out the information via the show. But Oscar, do you have a website at present or an email
yes.
address that people can let you know that they heard the show today?
Yeah, and that's CHAP, C-H-A-P, at CHAP Oscar, that's C-H-A-P, O-S-C-A-R.com. That's CHAP at chaposcar.com.
And do you have a website? That would be an email address.
Well, that's the email, and the website, we're really excited about it. It's the world's first. It's A, the letter A, .com, church.com. That's A-D-O-T-C-O-M, church.com. The world's first, a .com church. We're real proud of that, Joyce.
So in the website itself, it is A,
yes.
.com, church. I just wanted to be sure because, you know, you can use R and the, and you don't know if it's part of the title or not. And the CHAP at chaposcar.com, of course, stands for chaplain. Let me, with Oscar, talk about this list that he sent to me that's so powerful. I added my take on it as well. So get out your pad, get out your pen. And Oscar, jump in anytime so we'll both, you know, share about it. It's a very powerful list. Number one, make a list of all the people you were thankful for. So, Oscar, jump in and anything you want to add to this, since I have it in front of me, feel free to do that.
No, you go ahead, Joyce.
Two, make a list of all the things you are thankful for, the opportunities you are thankful for. Three, pick up the phone. No email or text, says Oscar. No social media. Make it personal. Reconnect. Feeling connected reduces stress. I so agree to that. Number four, share your memories, copy recipes, and send to people who would appreciate them. I say send to jokes. Send your jokes to people who like to laugh. Review the past, create a plan for the future, and live in the present. That's very powerful. Cherish the moment. Throw a gratitude party. I love that idea, Oscar. That's novel. Have everyone share their own gratitude story. Seven, small gestures mean a lot. Small thankful things that you do quickly add up and add up and add up. It's like gratitude is contagious. Things you're thankful for is contagious. And they do add up. Be accessible. It creates goodwill. Team up with people who have great philosophies, who are positive thinkers, who are doers, who get things done. And finally, on Oscar's list, no complaints, no gripes, no negative attitudes. It is a challenge to be truly thankful for God's blessings daily, but we must commit to every day counting our blessings. So that list was wonderful, Oscar. And, folks, if you didn't get it all, simply go into our archives, which will appear the moment the show goes off the air live. The show will be in our archives on JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Folks, my official website is JoyceBarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. There are hundreds of testimonials about my coaching, my training, my work. Here are just a few endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach. Sylvester Stallone. Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back. President Ronald Reagan.
Will, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley. I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen. Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, that was Coach Fitzpatrick, our most talented guest, who I am so grateful. He provides all the fun and humor in our shows each and every day. Kirk Fitzpatrick, God bless you. So getting back to the power of gratitude, the power of being thankful, what more would you like to share with our folks?
Well, you know, Joyce, for me, the power of gratitude celebrates the life that does not require us to always be at our best, but that we are always giving it our best. And so just to be able to smile sometimes and give an encouraging word, visiting the sick, encouraging particularly our young folks, it's just no way that we should wake up in the morning and not treat life as an adventure. Because when we realize the presence of the Christ Spirit in our lives, we are so much better for it because we no longer, somehow or another, Joyce, we cast our cares and we don't have the anxiety as people without a Christ in their life. And I'm happy for that. For that alone, I'm very grateful for to have God in my life so strong, because even now, every moment that I live is pretty much a God moment. So it's hard for me to be around people and not be grateful. And, you know, what you put out comes back. It's amazing. Today you smile at people and people look at you and say, well, what do you want? What did I do? Why are you happy? Why are you speaking to me? And, you know, Joy, and you know that, Joy. You're the joyful Joyce Barry, and I love that promo you just did. But, you know, when you approach your life with joy, it's an adventure. And I live to make gratitude, power, an adventure that I experience daily. So what I give out truly comes back to me.
And you give out so much, Oscar, and you give it all from your heart. That's where it comes from, your heart and your soul. And you're a magical person, Oscar, so let me share my original poem called The Magical Keys. The Magical Keys. An original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. What did you think of the magical keys, Chaplain Oscar?
That was awesome, Joyce. And your creativity, it just, I'm blown away with your creativity. Your show is just, it's just total nonstop inspiration. That was really brainy of you, Joyce, to put something like that together.
I love writing poetry, and they're all inspirational. But, you know, I was thinking about this show today, Power of Gratitude, Power of Being Thankful. I think there's another major power that should be included as well, and that is the power of forgiveness. So let me share my original poem about that, because I really do believe it goes hand in hand as well in having a much better life. Forgiveness. An original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you, so the healing can begin. So, Oscar, wouldn't you say that forgiveness is very relevant and very important to people's lives?
Well, just look at the word forgiveness, give for. I did a flip on the word forgiveness, and so I give thankfulness, I give the power of gratitude. That has become an offensive tool. Because I actually did a flip on forgiveness. I have to give forgiveness in order to get forgiveness. And I believe that that's one of the poems that you were you so graciously gifted for the book. He came incognito, Joyce, and I've gotten a lot of tremendous feedback on your poetry and your contribution you made for that book.
And just know, Oscar, any time you write a book, without question, you're welcome to use anything from the show, any poem, because I totally endorse your work, Oscar. You're a very good person. You're a very special person. And I'm so grateful that at a moment's notice you jumped into our show today. Our scheduled guest, Mary Angela Fodge, will be with us on Monday. So, folks, those of you who tuned in today, we will have her on Monday. She's a wonderful comedian. So, Oscar, what would you kind of like to say to wrap up this wonderful topic?
Well, I want people to know that the power of gratitude is one of the greatest opportunities that comes to each one of us every day. And many of us don't know the opportunity that lies within being thankful and being grateful. And I meet people all day long that have gratitude moments. They're not prepared to take advantage of them, and they let these opportunities get by them. So my word of encouragement is to reach out, smile, and give someone joy. Give them love. Give them thankfulness. And we, as we say, a team, can erase the evils of our past. And many of us live in trapped situations, but our future is very dependent on taking advantage of our gratitude moments that come by each one of us every day, Joyce. And I want to say this. Thank you so much, Ted C. Huber, and thank you, Joyce, for having me on today. What an honor.
And what a privilege to have you. And again, we're grateful because in a moment's notice, you did jump on and be with us. Folks, if you listened to the show today and you said, indeed, I have to express gratitude. Indeed, I have to show just how thankful I am. Indeed, I have to express forgiveness. Ask yourself this question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? A special thanks today to Ted Huber, also at a moment's notice for jumping in and joining along with Chaplain Oscar Smith. Oscar, we are so grateful to you that you just made it happen without any notice whatsoever. Mary Angela Fodge will be with us on Monday, folks, that's a promise. So let us close out the show with wishing you all a celebration of life, a celebration of the people in your life, the opportunities in your life, all the good in your life, and just about everything in your life. Be grateful for all of it, all of it. And here is our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.